listener production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew with your local news. The Department of Justice says it's working with other agencies to avoid a repeat of a South Burnett mum learning her missing son Luke had died by reading about it on Facebook. Suzanne Betty says learning about the tragedy that way was devastating and a lot of people must share the blame.
I'm not alone with the frustration and anger at both our government, the police, the coronial unit. All of them bear some brunt of our anger because they failed Queensland.
South Burnett Regional Council's new mayor, Kathy Duff, has promised to investigate the Kingaroy and Nanango water quality, following a number of complaints about the colour and smell. Ms Duff has taken to Facebook saying she will request a full investigation at the council's first general meeting. It comes as all councils have been finalised across the Darling Downs. A crash that saw a 30-year-old cyclist flown to a Brisbane hospital was one of many incidents that kept our emergency services busy across Easter. Police say the woman was riding through the intersection of West and Stennis Street in Toowoomba on Sunday evening when she was hit by a car, suffering serious head injuries. Queensland Police say safety needs to be our priority for the rest of school holidays. And small businesses in the South Burnett have a huge opportunity to help deliver on massive projects coming to the region. So says the Kingaroy Chamber of Commerce and Industry, who are working on promoting the region's capabilities. President Damon Marto says when local businesses bid for and win contracts on projects like the $130 million private hospital, the flow-on effects are huge.
This then also invites other industry to come into the region. Hey, these guys are ready to work with us, and so we can develop a new industry in the South Burnett.